Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Seth Lipsky, the author of The Citizen's Constitution, the founder and the editor-in-chief of the New York Sun. And Seth, thanks again for hanging out with us. And one of the things that I want Seth to talk to us about, folks, now is the potential, the possibility, the ramifications, the issues surrounding America returning to the gold standard. Our money was once based on a gold standard. And it is over the last, you know, two or three or four generations, we've moved away from that. We've gone off of it completely. In fact, in Nixon's administration, we went completely off the gold standard. I'm not a scholar on these things, but Seth is. And folks, this is something that I think that, and he thinks, is going to be on the political radar screen going forward. And so, Seth, help us out with this.
Well, you know, I think this is one of the issues the Republicans want to pick up here in this election. The dollar that you and I use every day and all our listeners has collapsed in value in the last dozen years to barely a sixth of what it was worth when President George Bush was sworn into office in 2001. It was worth a 265th of an ounce of gold, and now it's barely worth a 1700th of an ounce of gold. And so, just to give you an idea how it relates to everyday life, I mean, President Obama went on the radio a year or so ago and said there was no silver bullet for rising gas prices. And the New York Sun wrote an editorial saying, funny choice of words. If you priced gasoline in silver rather than in U.S. greenbacks, its value has actually been falling. It's actually cheaper than it used to be. It's not the gasoline that's gone up in value. It's the dollar that's gone down in value.
Because oil is denominated in U.S. dollars.
Right.
Around the world. Globally.
And it's just the dollar that's lost value, not the gasoline. That's gained it. And so we feel it every day, even though it's not showing up technically in what they call a consumer price index. And I predict the politician who learns how to put this issue into focus is going to find it enormously powerful.
This is very much for the average person who's you know, on more likely to be on Twitter than listen to you and me, unfortunately, Seth. How do you make this a mainstream? That's what you in your the title of your article on this. You said the gold standard goes mainstream. How do you make reverting back to gold as a standard for our monetary system? How do you make that a mainstream conversation that a couple of guys drinking a beer can talk about?
Well, let me just say, in the last 40 years, the fiat money has become so, such orthodoxy by the establishment that they try to make anybody who believes in sound money to sound like a flake.
Fiat money, folks, is the money that the government, we all laugh about, you know, if when we're getting into trouble, the United States just prints more money. You know, we all talk about that. That's what Seth means by fiat money.
But in fact, most of the period in our country's history, the dollar was convertible to gold, and people like George Washington and James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and all these giants, that's what they assumed and believed and expected it to be. Now, you know, it's going to take a great politician to put this.
But this is a major gut-wrenching change to revert back, isn't it? I mean, someone is going to. You're not going to be able to run on that, are you? As a challenger, aren't you going to have a mandate from the people before you can even think about proposing this?
Well, let me just say that there was an election where gold was the center issue, and that was the election that elevated William McKinley to the presidency, and he ran right on it head and head. And the one time it's been tested, he just totally defeated William Jennings Bryan.
But that was over 100 years ago.
Yeah, but the issues are the same, and the principles
are the
same. But the
people, but the electorate is not the same, Seth.
Yeah. So Ron Paul has started on the margins, and now he's moved this issue to the center. And it just for the record, it's part of the Republican platform that was adopted in Tampa.
It is.
They're going to establish a gold commission if they get in, and they're going to study how to do this. You know, what price
but
of gold.
How does that poll, though, when you put that out to the people, how does converting to a gold standard poll?
Well, I don't think I've ever seen it polled.
I never have either.
You know, this is what great leadership is about. I mean, Ronald Reagan spent a generation trying to explain his view of taxes.
But you said earlier that the Republicans were not taking advantage of some economic issues that they could take advantage of. To me, instead of talking about the gold standard, which I don't disagree with you about the fact that we should be on the gold standard, but to me, isn't it more productive to talk about the fact that we don't have 8.1% unemployed, we have 15% unemployed, we have 24 million people out of work, we've got 50 million people on food stamps? Aren't those the issues that are going to get you elected more than the gold standard?
No doubt about it. Those are easy to talk. Yes. The short answer is yes, but why do we have all those unemployment?
I agree.
Why are banks not lending?
I agree.
Why are people not borrowing? And that does get down to the monetary issue, and teaching about that.
Hold on to that
important thought,
Seth. When we come back, I'm going to ask Seth, what would a gold standard, converting to the gold standard, do to our exports? How would that affect our business? Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.